Let's shift to Barry Bonds. Not that we have the same kind of evidence, but it has been an interesting saga in itself to witness that. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you your take on the situation, especially because he sort of enjoyed a renaissance the last month. And people are now saying maybe indeed he can break the all-time record by Hank Aaron.
Well, you know, what's really interesting about Barry's situation is, and it's different from Pete's in that, you know, people can assume and presume a lot of things, but nothing has ever been proven. What doesn't help Barry is that he's not a media favorite. He has never been a
media
favorite.
No, he's not.
And a lot of that attributed to him. You know, the way he reacts to the media, he hasn't cozied up to the media, he hasn't coddled the media, which is his right. You know, I've always felt that an athlete, he either has to take time out from his personal life or take time out from his professional life in order to deal with the media. And if an athlete chooses not to do that, like Steve Carlton did for a long time, I have no problem with that. If a guy says he doesn't want to talk to the media, I don't ever have a problem with that, as long as he's consistent about it, as long as he's not selective about it. But you know, a lot of this, I think, is the media coming down on Barry for the way he has treated them over the years, especially the more important that he became to the game of baseball as the years went on. I mean, let's face it, people could care less about Barry Bonds if he was sitting around 240, 245 home runs. But the fact that he became who he is and what he is to Major League Baseball made him all the more important, and I think people have come down on him a lot more simply because of the way he has treated them.